Most of you know that I don't ever like to distract from the Lord on the Lord's Day from this pulpit in any way. But I think as an act of worship this morning, the reason that Bren came in and stood in for me today was that yesterday I had to call him and tell him that I wasn't going to be able to preach today. This past week, he'd gotten into a little bit more pain than we were expecting on some of these things, and so with that, a little bit lightheaded and couldn't focus on the things I needed to focus on. And so he was able, and I said, grab a great psalm for us to be able to be strengthened with. And so thank you for that. I want this to be an act of worship. What I wanted to do is I wanted you to know this morning, it looks like the Lord has chosen to draw me a little closer to himself in the coming days, weeks, months. And by doing so, draw my family closer to himself. And by default, draw you closer to himself. And we received the MRI results this week. It shows that I have a tumor in my pancreas. And so I have lesions on my liver and a tumor in my pancreas. And so this week coming up, I'm going to be undergoing a biopsy where they're going to determine the type of cancer and the severity of it, the stage of it, the aggressiveness of it, all of those type things. And so they'll take the biopsy. It's going to be another 10 days after that awaiting to find out the answer to that. And so it'll be a couple weeks of us not really knowing anything. I will let you know that really since the pancreatitis that took place in May, I've been in pain. I've been trying to ignore it and just kind of let it go and let it be something that I don't pay attention to. And even last week as I was preaching, apparently it was apparent to a couple of you that there were a couple of things of pain. Worked with a doctor this week. We haven't yet figured out how to manage it better. We will manage it better because my plan is to preach, counsel, and pastor as long as the Lord will enable me and allow me to do so here. And so we're going to continue to do that, Lord willing. Once we get the type and severity and all that kind of stuff of the cancer, treatments will begin and we'll go through whatever that looks like. Let's see. This week, I had to have a hard conversation with my own personal family and let them know that pictures didn't look good, from the MRI. And so we had that conversation and hard conversations. Proud of my family, how they stood up to it. And I need to share with you that I asked them if they would be willing to walk this path with me. That, with my dad, when he got sick, I kind of ignored him for about 6 months and regretted it ever since. You know, it's like I came at the end, but for 6 months it was just hard to be with him because I loved him so much, and so it was hard. And so I asked them, I said, if you can, don't do that. Stay close. Walk through it. It's going to be hard. Yesterday, met with my elders, asked them the same thing. And this week, talk to my youth pastor, worship leader. I tell you, the only tears that come is just thinking about the pain that it causes you. I hate being a distraction to the Lord. You know how much I love you. You know how much you love me. That's all good stuff. They're going to walk through this with me. They're going to stand. We're going to work through it. We don't know what's ahead. We don't know if we've got weeks, months, years. We don't know. God does. And let me tell you that, as I shared with you, from that night in the hospital, I have never had such a closer walk with the Lord than I have these last 3 months. And there's things that he's taught me that I would have learned in no other way. There's things that he's given Jennifer and I that are so precious. Already, a couple of conversations with my kids. I expect the Lord to be showing us incredible things, incredible graces, incredible mercies. And so the question that I have to ask you as my church is, will you walk through it with me? We're going to make sure that this pulpit is pure. If I start becoming some drooling mess that can't follow the page, then we're going to cut that off and we'll get some pulpit supply in here. But as far as counseling, pastoring, ministering, with every breath I have, that's what he's created me to be and to do. And so we're going to continue to do that. But I have too much of a of a lover of this pulpit to let that be at all distracted from in any way. So if I become a distraction to it, then I'll move out of the way from that. So far, I've come to know his presence like I've never known it. His assurance, something I've struggled with my whole life, shared with that in several sermons, that, you know, assurance has always been a little elusive for me. I'm his. I'm safe. There is no fear of what comes next. Little bit nervous about the road to get there, but there is absolutely no doubt that I'm safe in his hands. His comfort in a way that I never expected, his peace, strength, and courage. I know I've shocked my two, I call them interns still, you know, I've been a lot more courageous than I've been in the past, and so I'm thankful for that. However the Lord leads us, it's going to be hard. But I think it's going to be really valuable for us all. It's, you know, one of the things I shared with someone this week was, the Lord called me to this ministry. I fought it every single day, as he did. And he made it known that he wanted me to preach. That was the last thing I wanted to do. It's the last thing I ever wanted to be. And yet, that's what he called me to. And so, he's called me to this. So I want you to know that I'm going to fight it too. we're going to fight. I don't want you to think that I have resolved that, later I'm heading out. We're going to fight. I promised my kids that I would fight. And so we'll do whatever we need to do. We've been fighting 80 pounds so far. Had a little help, but that's been something to watch and see. We've got a couple of doctors on the side that are working through food and different things to help strengthen my body, to help if it's chemo or surgery, to help that work better, to mitigate some of the problems. The biggest thing I want is, I don't want to be loopy from the pain stuff, because that's what hurt the message prep this week, was my mind wasn't able to focus the way I need it to. And so that's going to be one of the things that we need to be praying for. But I will tell you, this is where the rubber hits the road for people of faith. Churches don't talk about it, you know, until we have to. And the Puritans, who you know I love, talked about it a lot. They prepared themselves. They felt that this was the entry point. And what we've just been learning with Jacob is that this is not our home. We're sojourning here until we go to a better place. And so there's a lot to be learned. And so you know, I feel sorry for all the folks that just became members like 3 weeks ago. They're like, oh, great, he has signed us up, and then look at this. Stay with us. You're going to see some marvelous, mighty things happen here. The Lord is at work. We're growing as a church. It's exploding as a church. And so this is just another way that the Lord is going to use to show us his might and his majesty and his power and his grace. And I hope to be able to do so with dignity and with grace. Show you him. So you know how I am. I'm a planner. So first off, praying for Pastor Rob and the church. How do I want you to pray? And I made some copies so you can get some when you leave. Because I want you to pray big. Jen, can you hold up the book? It's right there in the bag right next to you. No, the book. The book in the bag. Alistair Begg just wrote a book called Pray Big. And we ordered a bunch of copies of them. I'd like you to grab one today when you leave. I want you to read it, and I want you to pray big. Every prayer meeting that's taking place around the country has become a wish list of people's health needs and aches and pains and all that kind of stuff. We need to pray bigger than that. And we need to be praying kingdom prayers. We need to be praying big prayers. And so it's a great entry point to help you do that. And so for praying for Rob on here, what I have a couple of things. First, pray big. Let's pray that the creator of the heavens and the earth would be glorified, expand his kingdom, shine his light from this corner, that he would use this as a way to light the world. Second, pray the important. Let's pray that as we go through this season of struggle, that our faith would be found strong, our love, our steadfast, our witness bold, that this would be a time that we would shine, that people would see the great love we have for one another, the great love we have for Christ. Pray for the body of this church. I want to pray that each one would bring worship every week. It may not be me in the pulpit every week. And so it's really hard to go, oh, no, I want you to encourage. You're here to bring worship, not get worship. You're here to be a part of the participation of worship here in this place. And so each week I want you to pray about what you're going to bring in and how you're going to use your gifts and how you're going to use what the Lord has given you, your strength, your courage, to build up one another. Some of us are going to have strong weeks. Some of us are going to have weak weeks. Sometimes you're going to need to pray and cry with one of us in a corner. And one week over here, we're going to be celebrating. It'll be some victory. It's going to be great. It's going to be what a church is supposed to be. Pray that we would be worthy of this. Pray that the eyes of our hearts would be open to see the fullness of God's great love for us, his mercy, his grace, his presence. Man, his presence. I can't tell you, not once have I woken up in the middle of the night that he hasn't been right there. Oh. Pray for a pastor. Pray for healing, for remission, easing of pain. Please, easing of pain. Strength, clarity of mind, more so than normal. Even more, pray for his closeness to the Lord. Here's what's really important, that I would not lose that closeness with him, that I would find strength in his word, and that I would be able to share what he's shown me with others. That as people come to visit and as we talk, that it would be something we can talk about and say, oh, you wouldn't believe what he's showing me now. There's things he's going to show us that he can show us in no other way. Pray for his prayer life and his ministry. Pray for our pastor's biological family and his church family as we all walk through this length of path together. Pray that we would learn more of God's closeness and power, and that the faith of all of us would be increased, enriched, and made precious to us all. I want you to be able to see in me something that you can take, because God has news for you. Every single one of you is going to go through the same thing. Maybe not in the same way, but you're all going to go through it. And so I'm hoping that maybe the Lord would use this as a way to show you that it's not as scary as we make it out to be. That the victory has been won. Our Savior has already gone through that door. And so all we need to do is grab hold of him and follow him through. Pray for those who will be helping to ensure that week by week we continue to worship the Lord, sing praises to his name, preach the word, cry out to him in prayer. Pray that this time would not be a time when we focus on petty issues that may come up, that it'd be a time where we would be filled with wonder at how God's people flourish under affliction. That's when God's people shine. We do well in these situations. Pray that in all things God would be glorified and his will would be accomplished, and that we as people would be held fast by his love and safekeeping. So that's your prayer card. Be praying. Especially this week, my kids would be asking you, please be praying that they would hurry up and get the biopsy done. Second, visiting and encouraging Pastor Rob. I love visitors. I hate to be alone. That said, not everyone in my family shares that. I love texts. So if you're not a texter, learn how to be a texter. Text me. Text me. You know, my daughter texted me last night at 3 a.m, and I was able to respond to her. And it was neat to be able to have a little 5-minute conversation with her, and encouraged me and it encouraged her. So you never know. I'll try and respond quickly. Sometimes I won't. But I'll have in this card my phone number. Text me. Let me know. Do me a favor. I have a note on here. Don't forward a bunch of memes, sayings, kittens doing stupid stuff. I don't care about that stuff. Right? That's not what I want forwarded. I want your heart. I want to know what the Lord's teaching you. I want to know what the Lord is growing in you. I want to know that you're safe in his hands. I want to know that you're doing okay. The biggest thing that stresses me out is you guys not doing what you need to be doing. And so all of you that are on the fence, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a baptism in here in the next 2 weeks, my friend. So get off all that insecurity, because we're getting in the water. And so deacons, get the water ready for either this week or next week. We got a baptism coming. Excited about that. Get off the fence. All of you that got one leg in and one leg out, get both legs in. This is the time. Your church needs you to be strong. Your pastor needs you to be strong. And so it's a time for us to jump in. So don't give me a bunch of memes and stupid stuff. Give me good stuff. Visiting. I'm hoping to be back in the office this week once I get the pain under control. Call, text ahead. I think there's going to be a lot of tests and treatments in the coming days. If you're visiting me at hospital or at home, prepare for your visit. Don't just show up. Prepare for it. I always prepare. Every time I visit anyone in the hospital, I prepare for it. I ask the Lord, what would you have me go and encourage them with? And I look in his word. And so one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to be intentional with your visits. I want to hear how you're doing in your walk with the Lord. Nothing encourages me more than hearing how the Lord is growing you. That is the greatest encouragement you can give me. I want to hear scripture. I need truth. Our hearts, when we're in these situations, they tell us lies. They tell us, they take you into every dark corner and every scary path they can take you in. We need our minds to be able to combat our hearts with truth. And so I need truth. I need scripture. Now here's the challenge I want. I don't want you to come into my room and read me scripture. I want you to come into my room and recite me scripture. I want, when the Lord places upon your heart a scripture that you can give to the pastor, I want you to memorize it, and I want you to come and share it with me. That way, you get to keep it too. And that way, the both of us will have that encouragement that we'll share. Pastor or Jennifer, most likely Jennifer, will let you know if it's a good time for a visit. She'll be watchful for my rest, sometimes dealing with pain. So please watch for her subtle cues. She'll try and be subtle, but my wife is not known for subtlety. I'm really hoping to continue to preach and pastor and counsel for as long as the Lord will allow me to. Please be conscious of the fact that I may need a little bit more time to prepare. And so my time might be a little less accessible than it has been, but I'm going to do everything in my power to not make that so. Texting should be the easy way. Pray that I would respond quickly to the pain medications and all those kind of things. I told Brenda to grab a psalm that would be a good psalm. And it ends, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He's our help. He's our shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." I've known his love. Sounds crazy to say already. I wouldn't trade it. These last 2 months, some of the painful nights maybe, but I wouldn't trade it. I want every one of you to know what that feels like, to know in your heart he's real. I've always told you that your faith will grow to what you need it to be in the time that you need it. It's true. A peace that passes understanding, I can vouch for that. The doctor calls me and he's all upset. We're up at the cabin and he wants to let me know that, you know, he doesn't even know how to talk. He's scrambling, he's upset, he's all this kind of stuff. And so Andy was there, my response was, "Yikes." That was it. Yikes. Okay. New path, new plan. I don't change plans. I'm a little stubborn and a little impatient. But so the Lord's got us to go through next, and so let's go through it together, shall we?